With Trailer Talk's Frack Talk Marcellus Shale Water Project, we're exploring the impact of natural gas drilling and fracking on our water resources and the issues being debated in our neighborhoods throughout the United States and globally. We're facing a complete shift in the shale regions as the largest ever concentration of gas lies beneath our feet. Who are we and what decisions will we make? The land with its majesty, its open wild spaces, and its mysterious, necessary diversity is more valuable than piles of gold. These mountains and the river valleys with their beauty nourishes us so generously is at present being compromised by the trading of land for leases in this Marcellus Shale region. This is the place that I call home and where I listen to the singing of the trees and the songs of the water, where I hear the magical pulse of life and of the possibility of future. What happens if the energy companies buy it and we become swallowed by the deadly chemicals, by radioactive materials, and the polluted water that provides life for everything?
Who will want to live near this kind of an industry? I mean, you wouldn't want to be anywhere near one of these things. The traffic, the tanks, the dust, the noise, the lights. I'm Maria Grimaldi, and I live outside of Youngsville, New York. I guess I'm an avid environmentalist. I have a small organic farm. I am a member of the Catskill Mountain Keeper Association. I'm a former Cornell Cooperative Extension educator. I was on the board of directors of the Sullivan County Soil and Water Conservation District, and I'm very concerned about these issues that are coming before us. Very concerned.
And Maria, what are your concerns?
So many people have worked so hard to take care of our beautiful environment up here, our water resources, our farmland, the trees, the animals, the peace and the quiet, and to allow an industry that is so polluting as this hydrofracking operation of going for natural gas to come into the Catskill Park, the National Park area along the Delaware River, and in the Catskill Forest is, to me, totally outrageous. I just don't understand, what are they thinking? It's just outrageous to allow an industry to come in to help make money for a handful of people and put all of our natural resources in jeopardy. This is not something that's going to invite tourists and second homeowners to come here and invest in good properties. Who is going to benefit from this operation? A handful of landowners who, for whatever reasons, whether they are financially strapped or whether they're just greedy, or these big companies such as Halliburton. Do we need to go there again? I mean, who are the real terrorists here coming into an area that is so peaceful and so beautiful? And all right, maybe a little impoverished right now, but you know, there's nothing wrong with a little poverty once in a while. It humbles us.
Yeah, I'm Laura Moran. None of this can be, I mean, plants and people need some very basic things in order to live and survive. And a couple of the things that we share, and most significantly what we share with the plants, vegetables, flowers, everything around us, is water. And it's a precious resource. Starting now, we've really got to concentrate on what's going to happen and focus what's going to happen to our water source here in Sullivan County, which reaches the Delaware, where it's all starting up by the East Branch, and from Binghamton on down to Philadelphia. I mean, that's our Delaware River. That's so important. And there are so many streams and tributaries that lead into that, where historically the farms have used those streams and tributaries and the flooding fields as growing fields. If there's stuff in the water that's getting into the field, that's a problem. If there's no water, that's also a problem. There's only so much out there. But what surprised me, living now by the river, is how the river changes, how alive the river is. And it's never a static entity. It's so alive, and you really have to engage it almost every day when you live near it. And I think that the people who are coming in just to use it as an industrial resource don't understand that vitality of the river and how it is such a changeable, I mean, its own creature, its own character here among us. I mean, these are river towns. These are towns that grew up on the rivers for reasons.
You know, our values have to change. Are we only alive for a short period of time so we can accumulate wealth? It just sounds so sick to do that, to be that way. Don't have an answer for anything, but I definitely think that people should reassess their whole life, find out what's important. My name is Suzanne Bevier. It's a really good chocolate
brownie.
Good. I made them today. They're fresh.
What happens if we end up hating each other because protections are not put in place? What happens if we want to run but we have nowhere to go? What happens if instead of songs of beauty and the natural landscape, we hear the cries in the night of cracking and poisoned water tables? Without water, we will be pulling the trigger, guaranteeing our demise. So as I lift this pure sweet glass of Catskill water to my lips, I ask for the courage to find a better way to move through this life, and I demand that this land is protected so that we all can continue to have a home. From the kitchen table, out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel. Trailer Talk gratefully acknowledges the Park Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Puffin Foundation for their generous support of our work. Special thanks to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. We couldn't do this without you, and it's contributions from people like you that make this project possible. Please go to the Frack Talk section at www.trailertalk.net and talk to us.